Well, good morning. It's so good to see all of you here today on this 25th Sunday after Pentecost. And we want to welcome all of you today. We're glad that you're with us in worship. And we've come to lift our hearts to the Lord and release our burdens to God and receive of His grace today. And a little bit later on, as we continue our series dealing with fears and anxieties and worries and things in life, and we are going to ask and talk about what makes you feel old, the fear of growing old today. So let's begin by standing together and singing our Gloria Patria. Together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Come, take your rest this day. Come, put your minds at ease. Come, experience God's peace in this sacred place. Well, as we are in November now, and it's the Thanksgiving season, we're going to start singing some hymns that lean in that direction. So let's begin there. 82, if you'd like to use the hymn book, Count Your Blessings, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Discouraged, thinking all is lost. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. See what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven nor your on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings. whose angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Lord, ease our minds and spirits that we may hear your words of encouragement and receive your peace this day. Open our lives to your wondrous possibilities as we offer our thanks to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to go to our next hymn there, hymn number 85, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, or you can sing it there on the PowerPoint this morning. About you, but I think that hymn's one you got to stand up to sing. That was high. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would make their way down this morning. Are you the only ones? Oh my gosh. So I get to talk to you today, don't I? All right. So, do you ever find that sometimes you want to do something, but it's kind of hard, and you have to ask mom or dad, or maybe grandma or grandpa for help sometimes? Yeah, I remember those. I remember when I was young and would have to help. I mean, maybe you were trying to lift something up. It's like, oh, it's too heavy. I can't do it. It was hard. So you're like, mom. You know, somebody to help. And there's an interesting passage in Scripture that talks about how God is our strength when we feel weak. In fact, we sing it, and we'll probably be singing it here in the next few weeks. It kind of goes like, give thanks to the grateful one, give thanks to the holy one. And there's a line in there that says, let the weak say I am strong. And so, as kids, you still haven't grown up, which will happen, don't worry, you'll grow up fast enough. But sometimes when we feel weak, we got to say, with God and others that help us, we're strong too. And that God is always with us. And so sometimes as we grow older then,
happens sometimes in life. Even as we get older, we can experience weakness again. Now wait a minute, I thought that's what we did when we were little, when we were young. I mean, you know, what's up with that? How can that happen? But you know what? Whether we're young or whether we're old, God is our strength and is with us through whatever we're facing in life. Because we'll always face challenges. Even there's times when we're strong and we're in high school and we're in college and it seems like we're invincible, that God, we still need God to help us at times. You know, like to pass math tests. You like math? Good. She likes math. She wants she take after dad. Her dad's an engineer, so. Yeah. So even I remember praying in high school, Lord, you gotta help me with my studies. So I can pass this math test. But God is there with us and gives us strength whenever we're going through in life. Okay? Alright. I think you guys are heading downstairs this morning.
And we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. And we're going to allow you to do that. Yes.
A friend of mine from high school, Mark Winters, passed away the other day from cancer.
So we want to remember the Winters family with the loss of that loved one. Somebody else. Yes. Oh, really? She didn't say anything about that. She did say, though, he has two doctor's appointments coming up and some things that. So we definitely want to remember Greg in our prayers this morning and for God's touch with him. And go ahead.
I have an unspoken.
Okay, yep. And we know God knows what that need is. Somebody else, I saw another hand.
Unspoken,
okay. I think I saw another hand, yep.
The family of Amy Benton, she passed away last night at hospice.
Okay, what was the last name I didn't...
Minton, M-I-N-T-O-N, is Debbie Reed's sister.
Oh, yes, oh my gosh. Wow, okay. So we want to remember the Minton family. Somebody else, yes. Okay. All right. Yes, I had just saw something about Rodney on Facebook about, the kidney stone. So definitely want to keep him in our prayers this morning. Those are, I passed two of those before.
Another friend of mine, Larry G. Angelino, he is in hospice, the last stages of pancreatic cancer.
Yes, definitely. And for family too, yeah.
Okay,
definitely then we want to remember Larry in our prayers then this morning. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, we can do that. We can do that. And you know what? Since you mentioned that, I'm going to mention prayers for my sister, Kathy, who also has been having some back issues. And it's, yes, she's been in a lot of pain. She said it's been hard to stay longer than 3 or 4 hours at work. And so I'd appreciate your prayers for her and whatever's going on there. Somebody else, yes. The hospice, okay, thank you, yeah.
So she might get moved this week.
Okay, well, we want to remember her in our prayers this morning, and hospice. I saw a couple other hands. Yes.
We had a joy this week to celebrate Mom and Dad's 65th anniversary.
Yeah, that was a great. I was so glad to hear that when you had mentioned it and everything. And what a wonderful celebration there with that. Somebody else. Yes.
Roger and Nancy Kirk. They both had medical problems this past week.
Okay.
In fact, Nancy had a guest at the night hospital room.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to remember Roger and Nancy. Roger is Tom's brother and his wife. Yes. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yes. Okay. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning? Yes. Yes. We wanted to remember Jody's sister, Jill. We did find out this week, or I found out yesterday finally, that the two spots in her abdomen is the exact same thing she had before. So Dale was telling us they cannot treat it with radiation, so she's going to have to go back on chemo again, and we'll know more about that probably in the next week or so when she meets with the oncologist again. So we appreciate your prayers for her. I thought I got her on the monthly, but I'm hoping I did. So, but yes, we want to remember her in our prayers this morning. Yeah.
Another joy, we didn't finish harvest.
Yes, that's a good thing. And you know, it was so odd when I was looking on my phone this morning and saw that 5-6 hours of rain coming in, and because it seems like it's been forever. And but yes, we are very grateful though that the harvest is done, and so many. I mean, last year they were still shelling corn at Thanksgiving, I think, and after because of the early fall rains we got. So, anybody else? All right. Wow. Lots of needs there mentioned. And maybe you came in today and there's something on weighing on your heart. I remember when I was putting the bulletin together earlier this week, I was thinking about stresses and anxieties and other things that we face in life and how important it is to experience God's peace in the midst of all of that. And so if you came in today and maybe this week or the previous week or whatever, or maybe even just lately, it's just a lot of stress and things going on in your life that's been wearing on you, reach out to God today and let His grace touch you and experience some peace today before you leave. And so as she plays here, it'll give you a chance to lift up some of those prayers and maybe your own personal, something personal to the Lord, and then I'll come and close out. Pause today to give you thanks for your presence in our life, for your grace that is sufficient for whatever we are facing and going through. We're thankful for your peace that passes all understanding. and guards and keeps our heart safe in Christ Jesus. And today, as we lift up the needs today, we pray for each one of these persons that has been mentioned that is in need of your touch today. We think about Greg today, everything going on with him, the various different things, and then his arm now. Whatever's happening and all that's going on, we pray for your healing touch, your healing grace for him today, that you will be with him. We pray for Rodney with this kidney stone, God, that you will give him peace and that he'll be able to pass that quickly. And thank you that he's in the care of the doctors there. We lift up Larry to you and ask for your peace and grace and comfort for him in the midst of this. And faith, God, as I'm sure he's already been thinking about all those things. And we ask for your touch for him. For Roger and Nancy, Lord, today, with the various issues that they're facing with strength and health and other things, we pray for your touch for them and your hand to be with them. And so we're thankful for that today. We pray for Joanne with his broken arm. And God, we pray for your healing touch and amending to take place as it heals, Lord. Lord, we lift up Jill to you, God, and we pray for wisdom and guidance as the doctors help to make the decision on what they're going to do and treat her, and we ask for your healing touch, and we pray for strength and faith in the midst of it, and God, that you will bring healing once again. And Lord, we lift up Kathy and Kathy, Lord, whatever's going on with some of this pain and with her back and leg and all that, we just ask for your healing touch and your grace and strength for each of them today. And we're grateful and thankful. We lift up the Winters family and the Minton family, God, with the loss of these loved ones. We pray for your grace and your comfort and your peace for them today, and that you will just watch over them. Thank you for the encouragement of family and loved ones, and so we're thankful for that. We lift up Mrs. Hart today, God, for your touch for her, your strength for her, Lord, and that you will be with her and give her your grace. And Lord, I pray for these unspoken needs that have been mentioned, Lord. God, we know that you know what's happening there. And we just ask that you would minister with your touch and hand and in those situations. And Lord, we pray for anybody that has come in today and maybe they've been carrying a heavy burden that's been weighing them down or something that's been affecting them. We just ask for your burden-bearing power to be extended into their lives today. Jesus, you told us to trade away our burdens to you because your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. And Lord, we want to walk in that grace that you give to us today. So we pray that as we lay our burdens at your feet today, that we can walk out of here feeling a little lighter and at peace today, knowing that you will take care of everything. And we're so grateful and thankful for all of those things and your goodness in our lives. Lord, the rest of the service, we just ask that you will just continue to guide and bless as we break open the bread of your word today. May you speak to our hearts, encourage us, and remind us that your love never fails and that your strength is with us. And even when we feel all alone, that you are the one that carries us through. As we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayer. thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And we appreciate that so much. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, let me just say thank you for your faithfulness. As it's how we continue the work of the ministry of our local church and reaching out through our missions team and others and making a difference. And I just heard another story this week about what the missions team did in our community. So what a great thing there. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication there in the bulletin. With gratitude for all we have, O God, we present this offering with your enablement that we may extend your grace all around us. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And thank you, Carla. I don't know if anybody caught that tune, but the chorus that I was talking to the kids about, give thanks with a grateful heart. Ah, that was, yes. That wasn't even in my notes for the kids. Oh, that. Nobody got that, did they? Oh, well. But you got to hear Carla turn loose a little bit on that one. Because, she played a little bit. It's still there, what we sing, but she got to turn loose a little bit there. So I was glad about that. Our scripture readings today are coming from two passages. One from Joshua chapter 14, verses 7 through 11. And I want you to catch a little bit about who's saying these words. Because when we began this series on living courageously in uncertain times, we started in Numbers, the book of Numbers, and talked about when the children of Israel came up to the land of promise. And Caleb and Joshua were the two that Moses sent out into the Canaan land and to spy it out, to see what was going on. Now we're going to see Caleb, who's 85 years old. And he's come to almost the end of his life. And then we're going to read a passage from Acts this morning. Joshua chapter 14, 7 through 11. I, Caleb, was 40 years old when Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout out the land. I brought back a report to him of what I really thought. My companions who had gone up with me made the people's heart melt. Remember that, the bad report? But I remained loyal to the Lord my God. So Moses pledged on that day, the land on which you have walked will forever be a legacy for you and your children. This is because you remained loyal to the Lord my God. Now look, the Lord has kept me alive exactly as he promised. It is 45 years since the Lord spoke about this to Moses. It was while Israel was journeying in the desert. Now look, today I'm 85 years old. I'm just as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out spying. I am as vigorous now as I was then. And then Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. In the days to come, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon the most insignificant of my people, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. This is the word of the Lord for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, in light of what subject I'm going to talk about this morning, I'm going to share this one with you. I've sure gotten old. I've had two bypass surgeries, a hip replacement, new knees, fought prostate cancer and diabetes. I'm half blind, can't hear anything quieter than a jet engine. Take 40 different medications that make me dizzy, winded, and subject to blackouts. Have bouts with dementia, have poor circulation, hardly feel my hands and feet anymore. I can't remember if I'm 89 or 98. Have lost all my friends, but thank God I still have my driver's license. I want to talk to you this morning about the fear of growing old. When my daughters were teenagers, and I can tell a little bit, about 15 years ago, we went to the mall, or I met them at the mall, but we went to the mall in Columbus, and when we were there, we were walking around together, and eventually I had went into a certain store that I wanted to go to by myself, and they went off on their own for a while. And I remember when we met up again, they were talking about some old guy that they had saw and run into while they were walking. Well, as we continued walking through the mall after I had met up with him and heard this story, we eventually passed that old guy. And when they pointed him out, he was probably my age. And for the first time in my life, I felt old. Growing old is not always an easy thing. And I want to share a couple things with you as we think about it this morning. And if you're younger, that's okay, because one day you'll get there. I remember when I was younger and thought in my 20s and thinking that was way off, and it's here already. But let me begin by talking to you about fears related to growing old. Fears related to growing old. Well, growing older is a reality that we will all face one day. Some of you are not there. Some of you are just about there. And some of you are already there. And growing older is part of life. And there are fears that we face or entertain in our minds as we grow older. The weaknesses that we begin to experience, the aches and pains that we face and go through, the bodily functions that don't seem to work as well as they used to, the hospitals that we don't like going to, and the many doctor's appointments. And for some of our folks, there's the fear of nursing homes or having to leave home or assisted living. The mental struggles that we face, and even our thoughts about financial security and retirement. These are all things that we can battle as we start to grow older. It's interesting that even now, as I talk with Chase sometimes, we're driving in the car, and I tell him, and I've told him I don't know how many times, he's probably tired of hearing it, as soon as you get your first full-time job, 20%, at least 20%, put it back for retirement. Because we don't know if Social Security is going to be there and, you know, other things. These fears change over the decades as we move from our 20s to 30s and our 30s to 40s and 40s to 50s and 50s to 60s and 60s to 70s and 70s to 80s and 80s to 90s. About the time I turned 50, I was talking to two of my nephews, their brothers, my one brother Harry's two boys. And we were at, I think it was Becky, who's Harry's wife's, one of her birthdays. And we were all together and we were just kind of talking. And Brett, who's the younger of the one, who's probably about 15 years younger than me, started talking about how things weren't working, you know, in his body. And I have to say, there was a part in the back of my mind that went, whew, I'm not the only one then, you know, because he's like 15 years younger than me. Because as things happen like that, our minds go in a lot of different directions, don't they? You know, like that pain in my side. Oh my gosh, what's that pain in my side? Or what's this, you know, and all of those kind of feelings that we can have. Now, one thing though this morning, you're not going to get me to say when growing up stops and growing old starts. But there are signs along the life's journey that suggest we are listening to that transition. How's that for diplomacy there this morning? Ironically, I read this week, and part of me thinks it's funny. It seems we're growing older when our friends start telling us how young we look. Physically, mentally, emotionally, these are the aspects and the signs that we'll start seeing. The aging bod puts on the brakes. We begin to huff and puff when we used to zip and rip. We prefer to sit down rather than stand. We'd rather just not have a special day for our birthday rather than celebrate them. Mentally, the aging brain longs for relief. We can't remember what we used to. We don't respond like we ought to. We start thinking about yesterday and tomorrow rather than today. And then we fear other things that come along, like Alzheimer's, dementia, and all these things that we hear constantly about. You know, I ran into an interesting statistic, and I want you to hear this. If you are not 65 yet, there is a 0.24% possibility that you could gain one of those. Now, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, but let me put it this way. There's a 99.76% that you will not get dementia or Alzheimer's. And you know, this statistic really shocked me, because I know, and I know some of you here today have experienced this fear. Only 5% of the U.S. population is in a nursing home or assisted living. I thought that number was low, but that's emotionally. We undergo strange fears and feelings we once swore would never occur in me, such as being grumpy, negative, critical, downright ornery at times, being reluctant to change and letting those who are younger carry on more responsibility, feeling unwanted or in the way, being preoccupied with what ifs rather frequently, feeling guilty over mistakes and wrong decisions, feeling forgotten, unloved, and lonely, feeling threatened by sound, speed, financial uncertainty, and the possibility of illness. All of these things are fears related to growing old. I don't know where you're at. I don't even begin to think about what you've gone through your head. I know some of these fears I faced already. But here's what I want you to see this morning. Age is irrelevant in God's work. God's not concerned about that. Listen to this, and this has been attributed to Mark Twain. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's been attributed to him. Listen to this. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Here's what I want you to see out of this. God doesn't consider age when calling people for certain tasks. It doesn't matter where you are. Listen to this. Abraham was 75 and Sarah, his wife, was 65 when God called them to head up and lead the children, or leave Ur and go to the promised land. Moses was 80 when God called him to return to Egypt and confront the Pharaoh and demand the liberation of the Israelite slaves. As we read this morning, Caleb was 40 when Moses sent him to spy out the land of Canaan, and he was 85 when he was going to receive his inheritance that Moses had promised. Naomi, remember from the book of Ruth? Naomi, who had lost her husband and lost her sons, was in her senior years when God brought Ruth along her side, who eventually met a guy out in the field named Boaz and ended up marrying and gave Naomi a grandson. And the women, when they heard it in the village that were her age, said, God has restored and has sustained you. And you know what it says at the very end there of that grandson? It says that Naomi became his guardian, Obed, and watched over him. By the way, Obed is the grandfather of King David. We never know why God may ask us to do something in our age. Some of our greatest adventures can happen in retirement. What if we look at retirement not as being put out to pasture, but as being freed up to do God's work and things we are passionate about? We now have time to serve God and others in ways that use our gifts and abilities and do things that are meaningful and of interest to us while having a positive impact on those around us and accomplishing God's work in the world. And you know what? I thank God every day that so many of you in your retirement do that even now. My parents were great examples of serving the church and God and others when they got into retirement. They had always served in the church, but when they got into retirement, like many of you, they stepped up and did so many things. And that's why I like the promise of God in Acts chapter 2 that we read about. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. And your elders will dream dreams. Now, you may be sitting in this service today, and you're like, well, that's a long time before I'm going to be old. Well, guess what? Are you seeing visions? Has God shown you something? And if you're older, are you dreaming dreams? You know, I think we can use our imagination to conjure up all of the terrible things that could happen to us as we age. Or we can use that same power of imagination to dream about the wonderful things God might work in us through us and the adventures we might have along the way. More time with our children, more time with our grandchildren, more time to serve Christ and His church, and more opportunities to learn and grow. I love hearing the stories on the news every once in a while or on the internet where it talks about some 90-year-old person who just got their college degree. I think that's a wonderful thing. Whatever our age is today, we can trust that God will stand with us in every season of life on the journey of growing older. And before I say amen, I want you to look at these passages that I looked up this week. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Or Isaiah 46:4, which was up on the PowerPoint earlier there. Even when you are old, I will take care of you. Even when you have gray hair, I will carry you. I made you and I will support you. I will carry you and rescue you. Love that one. And here's Paul's interesting words from 2 Corinthians that sometimes I read at gravesites services. We never give up. Even if our bodies are gradually wearing out, inwardly we are being renewed each day. Our current troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all of our troubles seem like nothing. Things that are seen don't last forever, but things that are not seen are eternal. This is why we keep our minds on the things that cannot be seen. God is with us in every season of life on our journey of growing older. Amen and amen. Well, let's take just a few moments and greet one another and share that blessing. And then we'll close out there with our chorus, They That Wait Upon the Lord. Talk to mom. All right. We're going to do something different. Somebody reminded me about something. So I'm going to ask you to sit down for a moment. Everybody sit down. It's all right. I love when they're talking. I forgot to do this. I'm thankful somebody reminded me about it. We want to take a moment to honor all of our veterans this morning that are in service today. So if you are a veteran, if you served in the military in whatever form, whether you were in combat or not, it doesn't matter. Even if you served just a couple years or whatever, or if you were in the reserves on weekends, we want to invite you to stand up, and we want to just take a moment to thank you personally and honor you. So if there's anybody in the house today, we want to invite you to stand up. I know there's a few. Yeah. For your service to our country, and well, words can't always say how much we appreciate that, and we do thank you, Lord. Thank you for each one that stood today, and we thank you for others that we had the chance to bless yesterday too. Be with them, continue to give them strength for each day, and watch over them. Thank you for their service, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now we can stand up. If you'd like to turn to your hymn book, it's 364. And we're going to sing They That Wait Upon the Lord through a couple times this morning.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Let's sing it again. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Well, let's join together in our bulletin for our benediction. Encourage one another on your journey this week. Go in the love of God, in the peace of Christ, and in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen.